Part 11, Chapter 10. The workroom in the ancient smelter had been all set up by Turl. The windows had been shuttered and the doors made snug. The only piece of equipment of the original man setup that he was using was the huge metal cauldron in the middle of the floor. And this, too, he had reworked, surrounding it with cyclo speed heaters. Tools, molds, and molecular sprays were all laid out. The marking equipment was that of the morgue down at the compound. Turl parked the flatbed in front of the unlighted door and, with practically no effort at all, carried in ore sacks, 6 or 8 at a time, and emptied them into the cauldron. He hid the flatbed, came in and barred the door, and checked to see that all the shutters were in place. He did not notice a newly drilled hole in one. He turned on the portable lights. With practiced ease, he darted the point of a probe around the interior to make sure there were no bugs or button cameras. Satisfied, he laid the equipment aside. The instant it clattered to the bench, an unseen hand unfastened an ancient ventilator door and placed 2 button cameras in advantageous positions. The ventilator door, well oiled, was shut again. A bit of dust, dislodged in the action, drifted down across a lamp beam. Turl looked up. Rats, he thought. Always rats in these buildings. He turned on the speed heaters of the cauldron, and the wire gold and lumps began to settle down and shrink. Bubbles began to form. One had to be careful not to overheat gold. It went into gaseous form, and much could be lost in vapors. The roof beams of this old smelter must be saturated in gold gas that had recondensed. He watched the thermometers carefully. The yellow-orange content of the cauldron went liquid, and he turned to the heaters to maintain. The molds were all laid out. They were for coffin lids, ordinarily used in manufacture, for coffins were a local product, made in the shops of the compound. Turl held a huge ladle in mittened paws and began to transfer liquid gold into the first lid mold. 200 pounds of gold per coffin. 10 coffin lids. He worked fast and expertly, taking care to spill none. The hiss of the molten metal striking the molds was pleasant to his ear bones.